It is caught! Touchdown!
Drops back to goal. It's picked off! Touchdown!
Shotgun snap. Under pressure. Ball is stripped.
This is the Mean Gene Show.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Mean Gene Show. We are live here at Kristen's Tailgate, 2000 Bagby Street, Midtown, Houston, as part of our wild card weekend show. And AJ, my man, is still in the studios doing his thing here. AJ, I tell you what, man, they keep bringing this food by, man. I'm smelling this stuff. I'm trying my best not to just grab stuff. So I just had my waitress. She just said she got me. She gonna hook me up. So
that's what's up.
I'm going to try not to eat this catfish on the air. But, look, that's what I love about commercial breaks and radio, man.
Right.
This stuff is going down today, buddy. All right. Hope you enjoyed the first hour. If you missed it, of course, you can always go back and listen to any of the Mean Gene Show podcasts on Audio Boom. And it's the Mean Gene Show. Just you can go here anytime you ever miss anything. Just go and listen to it. Also, we had the owner of Kristen's Tailgate, Chris Allen. Chris talked about the various restaurants. If you ever are in Houston and you're looking for a nice burger, you're looking for a nice sports bar to hang out at, they have several locations all throughout the city, okay? We're at the Midtown one. They have one over in the Kirby area. They have one in the Heights. They have one out in Highway 6. I mean, this place is really, really nice. Every once in a while, if you stop by here, you never know who you might see. You see some of the Texans hanging out here. Dusty Baker was hanging out at the Kirby location, eating the catfish. You know, I mean, so it's just one of those bars, local bars here in town that people just like to gravitate to. That's why they're, you know, centrally located where they need to be. They all have their own different crowd. AJ, we was talking earlier about Ohio State Buckeye fans hang out at this particular location?
Not this one. I think it's the one off Kirby. That's the one I've been to. I haven't been to that one.
Oh, the Kirby
Midtown
one?
Yeah, but that's the one they go to. Yeah.
Okay, so now I know Buffalo Bills fans kind of camp out here.
Right.
And I think Chris told me that the Ravens fans hang out at the one in the Heights. So it's interesting what they're going to do next week when they play each other. We're going to be back here next week for the division round. So I can't wait to see what the Buffalo it's probably going to be covered in blue here.
Yeah.
In this place. But anyway, in this second hour of the Mean Gene Show, we're going to talk about some of the breaking news happening around the NFL, including talks between the Dallas Cowboys and Mike McCarthy have not progressed at all, AJ. So I can't wait to get your thoughts on that. We're also going to talk about the hiring of Mike Vrabel now. He is apparently going to be the next head coach of the New England Patriots, which is, you know, kind of interesting as well. And we're the latest on the Deion Sanders thing is really interesting because, AJ, Deion Sanders expressed an interest in coaching the Raiders. However, the Raiders they don't share the same sentiment, okay, is what I'm trying to say. The Raiders are not as interested in Deion as he is interested. I don't know what that does to Deion's, you know, I don't think Deion is ready to coach in the NFL. I just think he needs to stay where he is right now.
I don't think he should, honestly, because, I mean, he has a lot of really good recruits coming in from this next recruiting class, and he has a quarterback in Julian Lewis, who's one of the best quarterbacks in the nation. So I think he should stay. And really, he said, really, if he's going to coach there, he's going to be with Shiloh and Shador. And the Raiders, they could draft Shador, but I don't think he'll be there on the – I think they have the sixth pick. They'll probably have to trade up. So I think he should just stay because it's too much in the NFL world. You see nowadays, these coaches are on short leashes. You saw that with Jerod Mayo, Antonio Pierce as well. So I wouldn't do it if I was him. He's definitely secure right now in Colorado. I would wait, if anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either because, I mean, look, it's the NFL. College and the NFL is too – I mean, I know there are some similarities now, especially with the NIL thing. And you know, so you're thinking you're dealing with some of the same situations, but you're not. You got veterans in the NFL. You got, you know, It's a bigger money issue in the NFL than it is in college. You really got to know. It's a bigger responsibility, you know. And I just don't think. I think Deion needs to and look, you just don't jump into the NFL to coach your kids. I mean, this is like, it's bigger than that, right? You know, you just can't say, I want to coach my kids. I'm like, okay, let those damn kids go at some point in time. You got to cut the cord, okay? But no, I think the Raiders are right for, you know, saying, look, thanks but no thanks, so to speak. And speaking of thanks but no thanks, how about Aaron Glenn turned down an interview with the New England Patriots? And rightfully so. He saw the writing on the wall, which the NFL still has the Rooney policy, which means that they have to interview a minority. And, you know, a lot of people, I guess the new term for that today is DEI, right? So, look, okay. And I'm going to give you just a quick opinion on that as far as I'm concerned when it comes to what is it, diversity and equity and inclusion, okay, as it relates to the NFL. If I am qualified for the job, damn it, you hire me. You interview me. You don't interview me because I'm black, or, you know, you interview me because I got a pretty good damn chance of getting the job. So I don't know about the Rooney Rule. Maybe back in the day, AJ, that was something that was needed because coaches of color was not getting to the table. But, you know, now you got coaches that are pretty qualified. Now, if I'm qualified and you don't call me to the table, then we got a problem. And I think maybe that's what that Rooney Rule was put in place for.
Yeah, at this point, it's essentially like a checkbox for teams just to get out the way to, you know, get into their candidate they really want.
And Aaron Glenn turned it down. He said, no, you ain't going to checkbox me. Right. I know damn well you ain't going to hire me. Exactly. You just fired the last black coach you had. So why would I come in there and interview for a job that you just fired a guy after being there one season? Hello. I mean, I just that was cool.
I think he's going to get the Saints job.
I mean, you just really have to think about these things, though. I know everybody wants that opportunity. Everybody wants that opportunity to be a head coach. And I just, you know, and everybody should have that opportunity. Sometimes, you know, defensive coaches don't make good coaches. And I'm not saying that Aaron Glenn won't make. I remember the Cowboys had a good offensive coordinator who turned out not to be a good coach.
Who was it?
You know, I knew you were going to ask me that.
No, because
North Turner. Turner.
Oh, yeah. That's who.
North Turner was a genius when it came to X's and O's.
Right.
But North Turner, I think he coached Washington. I think North Turner got all sorts of opportunities, and he kept getting opportunities, and his ass kept getting fired.
And I think that's a question mark maybe about Ben Johnson, too, because obviously he's a great offensive coordinator, but will he translate that into being a great head coach? That's a real question. But, I mean, you're always taking risks when you hire these head coaches, so you never know until it happens.
But, I mean, I know. And when you look at Brandon Staley, I always go back to Brandon Staley, the worst hire ever.
Yeah, that was
Just the worst hire ever. So, now, when it comes to Van Johnson and Steve Wilks, we don't know. They didn't get a chance. You know, with Gerard Mayo, we don't know. You know, I personally don't think he should have got the job in the first place.
Right.
I think Mike Vrabel should have got the job. So it's just what I'm, you know, really pissed off about is the fact that you have ruined this man's career before it's even gotten off to the ground.
Exactly, because now he looks bad as a potential candidate in the future. He could have been on, like, as an assistant to Mike Vrabel's staff. I'm sure he would have done that, but now he probably that's not going to happen. But,
It's just so. Do you know trying to replace a Bill Belichick? I mean, come on, really? I would have said, Mr. Kraft, are you sure?
Right.
You sure you want that? I mean, we're talking Bill Belichick. Unless you know the organization is getting ready to just take a turn here. Over the next few years and let me have a chance in rebuilding. I don't know what the conversation was. But that didn't happen. They couldn't have thought that it was going to turn around that freaking fast.
Yeah, exactly. But now you look at Vrabel with the situation he's walking to now. Drake May, he had a pretty good rookie season. They have the fourth pick, and also now they have like nearly $100 million in cap space too. So now it's looking like he has an avenue to potentially have a uprising for the team next year. So it does suck for Gerard May on that aspect too.
I mean, look, the way this thing should have happened was that Vrabel should have been the head coach and Mayo should have been the defensive coordinator.
Exactly. That's
that would have set him up. That would have set him up in a better position, just like Aaron Glenn.
Right.
You know, that would set him up so much better. I don't know, man. But anyway, congratulations to Mike Vrabel. You know, I think he's going to do great things. I like him as a coach.
Yeah,
I like him as a player.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Tennessee was a damn fool for letting him go in the first place. They haven't been the same since. Look, just because Joe Burrow and the Bengals come in there and beat you, you didn't have to turn up the organization upside down. You know, I knew that Tannehill was not a Mike Vrabel guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think we all could see the writing on the wall there. But anyway, it's just interesting stuff. So anyway, we're going to talk a little bit more when we come back from the break. I can't wait to get your thoughts on Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones doing a little acting too, man. I watched him in is it Landman? I was impressed. I'm gonna, you know, I can't wait to talk to you about that. So, but we definitely got to talk about what's gonna happen with Mike McCarthy and the Dallas Cowboys, because it's always something interesting coming out of Dallas. You know, whether you're gonna let him interview? No, you can't interview him. You know, so. The Bears, like, okay, no, we ain't going to let that happen. But anyway, we'll talk about that. So, once again, we are at Christian's Tailgate. We're getting a lot of folks coming in here getting ready for the next game between the Commanders and the Buccaneers. So, you stick with us, folks. It's the Mean Gene Show right here live on ESPN 97.5 Houston.
This is the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, we are back, folks. Second hour of the Mean Gene Show. And we are live at Christian's Tailgate in Midtown here. So, by the way, there is a playoff game that is taking place. And the score is 10-16. Philadelphia Eagles are winning. It's about, I think, just under 8 minutes left to go in the game. And, AJ, looked like Jalen Hurts just took a nice little hit there. Looked like his head hit the pavement there, but it looked like he's going to be okay. So Eagles look like they're going to try to add three more points on this. So a good defensive game in the first half, and I think Green Bay has really done well in just sort of, you know, keeping this high potent offense, keeping it under control.
Absolutely, not ideal for them, especially. Losing Christian Watson last week and now losing Dobbs and losing Jaden Reed. But, I mean, they still have some fight in them, and they're only down by 9 now. So we'll see what they do, how they respond in this next possession. If they get a stop after that, I mean, it could be more interesting depending on how much time is left.
Yeah. I mean, you just never know. I mean, there's still a little bit of time for them. You know, just they're struggling on offense, even though they're playing great defense. And, you know, like you said here, you know, they don't have the weapons here. You just can't afford to lose, even if they, let's just say they were able to win this game. And, you know, the playoffs is just that one time of the year, the season, you can't afford no injuries.
Exactly.
Because it's a one and done type of situation here. So we will, see how this one turns out. I picked the Eagles to win this game. I think they pretty much going to get it done. We were talking earlier about the head coaching changes here in the NFL. One vacancy has been filled, and that is the New England Patriots have decided to go ahead and hire Mike Vrabel after firing Gerard Mayo as the head coach after one season. So Vrabel played with the Patriots. He won 3 Super Bowls. He's in the Patriots Hall of Fame. So that's like a no-brainer there. That's a good hire. That's the hire that they should have made. Now all eyes are on your Dallas Cowboys, AJ, and I think it was reported Friday that both sides were expected to begin negotiations. The Cowboys I mean, I guess they're looking for a long-term deal. McCarthy is looking for a long-term deal. What's going on?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it is. How Jerry Jones does business is so unconventional. It's annoying how he just does stuff. So I think McCarthy, he'll be a coaching free agent on the 14th, so they have a couple of days to retain the rights before that happens. They don't get him. I mean, if they don't want to bring him back, you're already behind the loophole in terms of trying to get a new head coach. So I don't get it. Now, the only thing, like, in my opinion, you wouldn't like this. They made up for it, trying to trade for Mike Tomlin. That would be crazy. But that's most likely not going to happen. Jerry Jones doesn't do innovative things. And really, my thing with Jerry, he says he wants to win, but he does the total opposite. He has 3 rings almost 30 years ago, so you really can't tell him nothing. But,
yeah.
Bro, like, it's just disgusting how he runs business. And it's just really a punch in the face, of fans. People are sick of him. I'm telling you. Like, that's the truth as a Cowboys fan.
It is. I know it's tough to be a Cowboys fan, but look here. I got to think something is going to be done before Tuesday, because come Wednesday, McCarthy is free to negotiate with other teams. So I don't know, because his contract is voided. I mean, his contract officially ends Tuesday. So I got to think, you know, we got a couple of days here that we're looking at. I don't know. Jerry's been all over the place with this. And like you said, he's just really been inconsistent with not only when it comes to, you know, his head coach, but his players, and waiting until the last minute to get deals done here. I think Mike McCarthy's got to be your best bet. I mean, I know it was disappointing. Jerry is still trying to say that he's basically saying that he didn't disagree. He didn't agree with, you know, some of the play calling, some of the, I mean, it's at what point in time do you have to let it go? That's why they call it a head coach.
Exactly. I mean, come on.
He has the right to make the decisions on the field. You have a right to fire him if you disagree with it.
Right. It's not rocket science. Come on, so now.
You can't tell him what to do from your position as a GM and the president and owner. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just not fair to Mike McCarthy, okay? Sure. Every coach does boneheaded plays. I mean, yeah, you can critique him after the game, and that's another thing that Jerry does, you know. These post-game interviews, you know, after every game.
Weird.
So the coach gives you got to really walk on eggshells as a Dallas Cowboy head coach, because you know your GM is going to come back and say something to either counter whatever you say. It's an uncomfortable situation for McCarthy. Wouldn't be surprised, AJ, if he just says, I'm out. I'm going to go somewhere else.
There's
a whole bunch of jobs that are out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. And really, the thing about it is, too, if you're not going to bring him back, don't block that interview. Like, that's bad, because you're preventing him having another opportunity. They most likely wouldn't hire him, but still, though, like, just the principle of it, that's just messed up, in my opinion. So, like I said,
well,
just
because
Jerry.
There's nobody else.
Who
the Dallas Cowboys go and get unless they had Dan Campbell right there. I mean,
You mean Dan Quinn?
I mean Dan Quinn. I'm sorry, you had Dan Quinn last year. I don't know. I mean, it's gonna be interesting to see. I think McCarthy is safe. I just think Jerry has a way of telling him things are going to change, things are going to be different. You're going to do it the way I say do it.
Yeah, maybe like get an OC. I mean, like a innovative offensive coordinator. I don't know. They do need to change the offense, though, for sure. That's one thing. But, yeah, they need to make a lot of change. And really, I would say Jerry, he does good in terms of drafting and stuff like that, but his thing is the free agency factor. If he was more aggressive in free agency or made some moves, I think that would help the Dallas Cowboys be more respected and be more potent. But the fact that he doesn't even try, like, come on now. It's just ridiculous, dude.
I know. I think Cowboys fans are still, every
fed
time
up.
They see Derrick Henry, they have nightmares, you know, knowing that he could have been doing what he did last night in the Dallas Cowboys uniform. And I guarantee you that one player probably would have got you guys in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
I can see that. So now on a brighter note, maybe this is the one thing that Mike McCarthy is hoping that Jerry does, and that's get into acting, okay? That might distract him to where – Jerry doesn't have to do these press conferences. So, look, I don't know if you've been able to see Jerry Jones on the internet. He's doing a cameo appearance on the TV show. Is it Landman?
I believe so, yeah, Landman. Yes,
that stars Billy Bob Thornton. Now, I did watch a little bit of it the other day. It looked like a series that I might want to get into. It really reminds me of the old TV show Dallas, because they're talking about oil, and Jerry is an oil man. But, man, he has a cameo appearance in this show that is really, really interesting. I mean, I don't know if he's acting. It just seems like he's – have you seen it, AJ?
Yeah, I saw it. It was really good acting. I mean, I'm not going to take away from that, but he's doing everything but making moves. But it was good, though. But, yeah.
I know. I mean, but bro, he's talking. I mean,
it was sincere.
It was pretty good.
It was sincere. No, it was sincere for sure.
And I just don't think that he needed a cue card or anything. It just sounded like
it was from the way
Jerry Jones talked, right?
Yeah, so, it was from the heart.
It was pretty interesting. So, anyway, now it's got me wanting to watch the series because I do like Billy Bob Thornton, you know. And I was a big Dallas fan. AJ, I know you. I mean, Dallas was like a long time ago.
I've heard of it, but yeah, no.
It was a good TV show. It was like a soap opera, but it was like a nighttime type of soap opera, right?
That's cool.
Back in the day. So, but anyway, interesting stuff here. So look, look like the Green Bay Packers are driving. I don't know. They had a commercial break right now. How much time they got in there, AJ?
They had a 4th-and-3, and the receiver caught it, but 1 foot was like barely out of bounds, and he got the other one in. So it's turnover on downs. It's Philadelphia ball now.
It just looked like the Eagles are going to wrap this up here. They haven't really said who the Eagles are going to play next week. I think it depends on who wins this Tampa Bay-Washington game. Am I right?
Right, exactly. So, yeah. So, obviously, the Lions will play the lowest seed. But say the Eagles win, Tampa Bay wins, it'll be Tampa Bay and the Eagles. If the Commanders win, it will be the Commanders against the Lions. And then it will be the Eagles against the Vikings.
The Buccaneers. Right?
Well, I said the Commanders win. If the Commanders win, it will be the Lions and the Commanders. Because, you know, the first seed plays the lowest possible seed.
Okay. So, well, I mean, it's going to be an Eagles win. It wasn't a pretty win. They didn't really get, things done offensively, probably the way they wanted to get those things done. But nevertheless, you get a win. A win is a win in the playoffs. It's always just one game at a time. We are going to be here for the next game, which is the last game for tonight anyway, and that's going to be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Washington Commanders. Now, in the next segment, we are going to bring on the sports queen. Now, she's one of the sports queens. We've actually had two of them. And because I tell you what, I don't want to have anyone upset, mad with me, because we've had some great people that have worked with the Mean Gene Show and the Sports King Show. But anyway, Sony Thompson from the Sports Report, she's going to come on and join us live from Tampa, Florida, as the Buccaneers get ready to host the Washington Commanders. So I cannot wait to get her thoughts and opinions on exactly what's going to take place at Raymond James Stadium. That's a stadium that I've been to a couple of times. Always a great atmosphere in Tampa, Florida. I was down there for two events, actually, a couple of Buccaneers games. And, of course, when the Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Arizona Cardinals in that Super Bowl down there at Raymond James Stadium. I had to bring that up, AJ. But, no, it's a great place to hang out down there in Tampa. We got a lot of listeners down there that listen to the Sports King Show that still support us down there. But anyway, Sony is going to come in and join us and talk about the expectation. This is a big game here. This is going to be a great game. You got a rookie quarterback that plays like he's been in the league forever. You got Baker Mayfield, who is just plays like he just doesn't give a you-know-what, right? He just goes out there and gets it done. And, it's just great stuff here. People thought the Buccaneers, a lot of people wrote the Buccaneers off. It was supposed to be the Atlanta Falcons that was supposed to have won the the NFC South. But the Buccaneers have won it four times in a row. Two of those were with Tom Brady. And now Baker Mayfield is responsible for two of these. So, I mean, it's going to be a great game. These two teams played each other the first week one. So, cannot wait. She's going to be coming up here in the next segment. So, stick with us. You're listening to the Mean Gene Show. We are live here at Christian's Tailgate, Midtown Houston on ESPN 97.5.
Uh-huh. This is the Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, folks, we are back here once again live at Christian's Tailgate, 2000 Bagby Street, Midtown Houston, enjoying some NFL wildcard weekend. We are, we're not too far away, maybe 45 minutes away from tonight's game, and that's going to be the third wild card game played tonight, and that's the Washington Commanders will be at Raymond James Stadium taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we are so honored to have on a great friend of the show, a great friend of mine personally, okay? She covers the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for the Sony Sports Report and the Sports King. She's the Sports Queen. And we have Sony Thompson. Sony, how are you?
Hello, Mean Gene. How are you? And hello, listeners.
Hey, look here. We are doing great. We've been hanging out here nearly 90 minutes now, Sony, and folks are sort of piling in here. I do see some Buccaneer fans coming in here to watch tonight's game between the Bucs and the Commanders.
Okay, so a little red in the house, huh?
Yeah, I'm impressed.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's Buccaneer fans all over the U.S., and I'm glad they are making their way to Texas as well. Because the
yes.
city of Tampa, Florida right now is lit on fire, even though it's a very unusually cold day. And I know you guys probably say, shut up about cold because it's just balmy here. But Floridians are very thin-skinned, and so they're saying it's cold here.
Wait a minute. What did you say the temperature was?
If I'm to be really honest, okay, the high today was probably around 65. And the overnight lows are going around, you know, anywhere from the low 40s.
See, I'm going to tell my producer, AJ, right? So, AJ, 65 in Florida is like 35 here.
Wow.
I admittedly said that we're thin skinned. We're very tropical here. And when I hear people talking about, oh my God, isn't it freezing? I'm like, please be quiet. Please just be quiet.
Yeah,
no, it's
not. 65, man. That's like, oh Lord, man. Cover the plants and do what you need
right.
to do down there in Florida. All right.
Oh my God. So, freeze alert. Gene, freeze alert.
Well, I tell you what, how about this game here tonight? Because, as you know, Sony, these two teams played each other in the first week of the season. Who knew that either one of them would be in a playoff situation? Now, I know the Buccaneers have won the NFC South now for 4 years in a row. We saw the beginning of an exciting season for Jaden Daniels, but we also saw an incredible season for Baker Mayfield. So are you at all surprised that these two teams are going to play each other here for the right to get to the division around?
I don't think you're surprised at anything that happens in the NFL because it's a day-to-day league. To use a proverbial phrase, on any given Sunday, but now with all the streaming going on, are we not just saying Sunday, Thursday, Saturday, whatever day, the NFL chooses to have a game on? But no, I'm not surprised. I mean, proud of the Buccaneers because look at the hole they dug themselves out of. If you saw the Buccaneers at the beginning of the season, even though, like you said, they beat the Commanders 37-20 earlier in the season, that was a very different team on both sides. I mean, the Buccaneers were just trudging through injuries. But then on the other side of the coin, the Commanders, after that loss to Tampa Bay, they won 7 of their next 8 games after leaving Tampa. And let's not talk about, QB... that rookie QB, Jaden Daniels, he's just a machine. He's got it on the rushing side. He's got it on the passing side, 891 rushing yards, throwing for over 3,500 yards. I mean, and Todd Bowles has given it up to him. We don't know what we're going to see tonight. But I will say this, Gene. There's a lot of ifs in my prediction response tonight. IFS. If I'm speaking from the Buccaneers' perspective, my ifs will go a little something like this. If Baker Mayfield can stay disciplined and patient in the pocket, if Mike Evans has sort of a repeat performance of last weekend for that matter, all season long after he got past that hamstring injury, if Bucky Irving explodes, if Vita Vea, you know, brings down a hammer, if Todd Bowles can keep this crew focused and in execution mode, if the Bucks attack early instead of digging themselves out of foxholes, I really think they can win this game. But, you know, it just comes down to basics. It's a very simple thing, and I'm sure you and your listeners know. You got to take care of that football. You got to run it, and I think they've got to stop the run tonight from the QB on to RB. So, and, you know, especially with the Bucks, they got to limit the mistakes and the penalties. That always kills them.
Yeah, Sony, you have spent a lot of time around this Buccaneers team, this particular team here, and just what have you noticed different from this team compared to last year's team?
I just think that there's progressions. There's levels to this. I mean, I think that the Buccaneers, seriously, it's just been this game of injuries. I mean, look at Kalijah Kansas, you know what I mean? Before he even took a snap, you know, it was almost over. So I just think that it's not so much what do I see different. I just think that the Buccaneers, under the, direction of Todd Bowles, this man has done everything possible to guide this ship from stormy seas to shore. And it's up to the guys to execute plans from year to year. And he does so well with resources. Look at what has happened this year. I mean, you know, had some horrible losses, you know, Mike Godwin and, you know, going down and just a lot of injuries, you know, that scariness with Mike Evans and the hamstring. And then that speaks to him. I know you want to get into Mike, but that just speaks to what kind of players we got that can still – you know, make milestones like 1,000-yard seasons even after having an injury. This speaks to a leader like Todd Bowles, who knows how to just, he's a gritty guy. He doesn't show a lot of emotion. But, I mean, he's just taking names from season to season and seeing where it takes them. And here we are yet again, like you said, they clinched the NFC South. They're in a wild card game. There's a lot on the line, and it's not going to be an easy win tonight if they do pull it off. I feel like it's going to be a hard fought battle.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I just think the Buccaneers, look, man, no one. I mean, when we were doing the Sports King show last week, me and Dustin were just to crown them as NFC South champs 4 years in a row. I mean, we understood the Brady thing, but man, Baker has put this team on his back. And this guy, you know, and who would have thought, Sony, Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold just being the, I guess, you know, the NFL does a comeback player of the year award every year. I just think you almost have to give it to both of them.
You know, Baker has really, remember we used to talk about, you know, you don't know what Baker you're going to get, but what you can say for Baker is that he has progress. Like, his passing percentage and his completion percentage has gone up from 22 to 23 to 24. You know what I mean? I mean, the year, 2023, 2022, 23, and now 2024. He's up over 58%, I think. So he has done the work. And you know what's funny about Baker is the very thing that I think his teammates love about him and the fans love about him is also the thing that often gets him in trouble. They love his chutzpah. They love his, you know, he is funky. He is resilient. He's smart, intelligent. At the same time, he can get impatient, and it gets him in trouble sometimes when he won't sit in the pocket. You know, he wants to run sometimes. And listen, tonight he's got to be careful with that because he can't play tit for tat with Daniel because I think, he can't get in that tit for tat banter because I think Daniels would win that type of game.
Yeah. I tell you what, Sony, it's going to be a great game here. And before we let you go, I got to get your predictions on the game. I know you don't like doing predictions, but who's going to win this game tonight and advance to the division round?
Did you hear my if?
But you're going to have to come on now.
I'm coming with it. I'm going to say this. I feel like the Buccaneers are set up for success here. A wild card game at home. They've got to take advantage of this. I think that they're going to come out with the win. But again, please don't hold it against me. Baker Mayfield. What about Bucky Irving? I mean, what if he explodes tonight? So, you know, I'm thinking that the Buccaneers are going to pull this out tonight, and they will move on. And I think the Commanders are maybe going to get taught a lesson in Tampa Bay tonight.
All right, Sony. Well, look, hey, before we let you go, let everybody know where they can find you at because you do more than just sports.
Of course. My brand is Get Good Body, so they can hit me up on Instagram at Get Good Body, on Facebook, Sony Sports Report, S-O-N-E-E. And, so Get Good Body is the brand.
All right, Sony. Thanks so much for coming on today. Good luck tonight in Tampa. And, stay warm, okay, because 65, man, that Uber.
Hey, Gene, and lay off. Don't let them feed you too many chicken wings and beer over there.
It's catfish right now. As soon as we go to this break, baby, I'm going to have to put one of them down. It tried to crawl over here off the plate. I had to put it back over there. All right, Sony, thanks a lot.
Lots of fun as always, Gene.
All righty. Sony Thompson joining us here on the Mean Gene Show from Tampa, Florida as they get ready for the big game tonight, the last game of tonight. We still got one more game to talk about. We're going to do that in the next segment here, folks. So, hey, we are almost done here. Once again, it's the Mean Gene Show live here at Christian's Tailgate Midtown on ESPN 97.5 Houston.
You're listening to The Mean Gene Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Mean Gene.
All right, folks, we are getting it done here. The last segment of our two-hour show. Once again, we are at Christian's Tailgate, 2000 Bagby Street in Midtown. I want to thank Sony Thompson for coming on and giving us that great report on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I tell you what, AJ, she made some pretty good points. What if, man? I wish we could have had someone from the Commanders because I like to kind of be fair in this. But, man, having that home field advantage is going to be crucial. But, man, I tell you, this is a scary game tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a pick 'em. Like I've seen, like most people, they've been picking the Commanders a lot, you know, with the success of Jaden Daniels going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year most likely and things of that nature. But like we talked about, you can't sleep on the Bucs because they have a strong team. Baker Mayfield had a great season this year, 41 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. Mike Evans having an 11th straight season with 1,000 receiving yards. So they definitely have a chance, and the defense with Todd Bowles too. So I wouldn't count the Bucs out either. I don't know why everyone was just picking the Commanders like that, like the Bucs.
Well, you know, it's
good,
crazy.
So. Yeah.
Because I'm on this DFS site called Draft Dashboard. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can do the optimizer, sort of like pick your lineup, right? 20 times when I pick tonight's lineup, Jaden Daniels, I mean, not just tonight's lineup, but just for today's quarterbacks and all the games today, the three games today, Jaden Daniels came up in all of them. Not Baker Mayfield, not Jalen Hurts, not Josh Allen. it was Jaden Daniels. So, I mean, it's like something's going on here.
Interesting. Yeah, I guess we'll see.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I had to go in and remove him and put Josh Allen in one and put – because no Baker Mayfield. I'm like, oh man, is this? I mean, that was just crazy. And this is an optimizer. This is, you know, the computer kind of, you know, does this. But that was just something right there told me, like, whoa, we might be in for something special. And I think, and you could hear that Sony was giving Jaden Daniels the respect that he deserves. And I think that's going to look, it could be a quiet, long night at Raymond James Stadium. And those fans will get quiet really fast. If they go out there and do like what Denver did, punch him in the mouth real fast, but maintain, because that's the one thing. What I like about this Washington Commanders team is, let me just kind of cut this real quick, because we got a final from Lincoln Financial Field in Philly. The Eagles have won. They will win 22-10. It was exciting for maybe three quarters, maybe even three and a half quarters, but the Eagles do prevail. Saquon Barkley. Not the biggest of days, not even a really good offensive game for the Eagles. I mean, maybe they warming up. Maybe they, you know, they're going to tune up here. Like that slow moving train there. Maybe once those wheels get to moving, they might give us the offensive firepower that we sort of expected to see in this game, but we didn't see it. But anyway, the one thing I do like about the Commanders, AJ, is the fact that they, you know, Dan Quinn couldn't have walked into a better situation. You got the offensive guy, Cliff Kingsbury, and then you have the overall control of the defense and just being Dan Quinn. Not to mention you brought some of you guys over from the Cowboys that you trust. So, man, this is going to be a good game, and I can't wait to I might have to stay and watch the whole game because I don't want to get on the road and miss any of it.
True. No, definitely. It's going to be a good one. It's a great nightcap to these games as well.
It really is for a great weekend here. So, look, I can say this, okay. Off the air, I had, 3 minutes to eat one piece of catfish, man? And AJ, it was hot. So my tongue is burning. I'm like, okay, it's been sitting there for a while, but it was still hot. There's nothing like getting hot food.
Yeah.
Reason why you need to come to Christian's tailgate.
You put any hot sauce on it, tartar sauce on it, something like that? Or?
Oh, man, I got the tartar sauce and the hot sauce.
Yes, sir.
I mean, look here, man. By the time this show is over, my face, you won't be able to recognize my face because there's going to be so much tartar sauce and ketchup on it. Because it's about to go down here, okay? Anyway, and see, Jacob, man, because look, Jacob is not here. You're not here. This is more for me. They said party of three. I'm like, well, hell no, party of one. No, but you can bring the food for three.
Right. Have some to go to, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But anyway, great games today. Just to kind of recap what happened. And you notice we didn't do a what had happened. It's the playoffs, okay? We don't play that in the playoffs.
Low key.
We could have, and I thought about it, but I want to show more respect for teams that made the playoffs.
Right.
Okay, the what had happened is more of a regular season for crappy teams. Okay, so when you get to the playoffs, we shouldn't be having no what had happened moments. But anyway, just to recap so far, what's been happening in Wild Card Weekend? Yesterday, our Texans get it done, 32-12 over the Chargers of LA, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the families of the Chargers, and the Rams teams, for the wildfires in Southern California. I know it had to be tough for those guys to leave their families behind and get on a plane, come out here and play a game. And I'm not going to say that their heart wasn't in it, but I'm sure their minds were still back in Southern California, and rightfully so. But anyway, the Texans, they do win, advance to the divisional rounds to play the Kansas City Chiefs next week. It was the Baltimore Ravens getting it done last night in the second wild card game, 28-14 over my Pittsburgh Steelers. That score was not nowhere near indicative of the game. It was ugly. It was 21-0 before you can blink your eyes. The Steelers didn't show up until the second half of that game, and then it was a little bit too late. They continue to struggle. Who knows? Stay tuned for what's going to happen in the offseason with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then today, three games today, two in the books already. And the first game today was the Denver Broncos defeating the Buffalo Bills defeating the Denver Broncos 31-7. The Broncos, look, Bronco fans, you got 3 minutes of excitement in that game. If you were watching the first 3 minutes of that game, you won. All you had to do was just get up and leave. Turn your TV off and walk away. If all you saw was the first 3 minutes of that game, you can tell people y'all won those 3 minutes, because that's basically how that game ended, or started and ended, okay? As the as Buffalo just made the adjustments. I mean, it wasn't your Josh Allen kind of a day. They came out kind of slow and sluggish, but they got it done, 31-7. Now they will play in the division round next week against a man. This is like a good heavyweight match, like a good boxing match next week. It's going to be the Baltimore Ravens and the Buffalo Bills. And guess what? We're going to be right back here at Christian's tailgate watching all of this, man. This is AJ, man, I wish you could be here with us next week. I don't know what times we're going to do the show next week. We will post that and let you know. But anyway, that's going to be exciting. So, and then the game that just completed here, the Eagles winning 22-10 over the Green Bay Packers. And we got one more game, and that's going to be the one tonight. And we have tomorrow night's game, okay? So tomorrow night's game, if you didn't know, it was scheduled to be at SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. That game was moved by the NFL. They talked about this last Friday, and they made a decision that day to move Monday night's wild card game to State Farm Stadium in Phoenix, Arizona, which, you know, they did that due to the wildfires. It's close in proximity to Southern California. Me and AJ talked about this earlier. It probably should have went to Las Vegas, which, you know, it would have been a little bit more fair to the Rams, but they move it to a division rival of the Rams, which is the Cardinals. So Cardinals fans will be there wearing their Minnesota Vikings jerseys, okay, that they're going to be handing out. So anyway, just so unfortunate. I picked the Rams to win. But that was before these wildfires. And I mean, look, you cannot say, AJ, that these things don't matter. I mean, I know the Rams were the hottest teams going into this playoffs, but man, things like this, man, you know, when your home's burning down or your neighbors, your friends, it matters.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and that's going to be a real element about it. And they're going to want to win for them, especially now L.A., the Chargers, how they got beat. The only thing they have remaining now is the Rams. So we'll see how that goes. Yeah. I mean, I think the Vikings, they lost them in their last time they played in the regular season, so they're going to try to get their lick back from that. But they're going to have a lot of pride in the game, so we'll see how it goes.
It's going to be a good game because Sam Darnold does not want to end this season with two losses.
Exactly, and how he played.
And especially he's in a position to get a long-term extension of contract, whatever, with Minnesota, knowing that J.J. McCarthy, you know, is just
breathing down his neck. Yeah,
breathing down his neck. So anyway, AJ, want to thank you, man, for getting us through. It was very loud in here, crowded in here, but we made it through. I probably didn't hear every damn thing you said, but I heard most of it, especially when you talked about my Steelers, man. So hey, folks, enjoy your game tonight. Be safe, and watch your games tomorrow night. We'll see you back here next week on the Mean Gene Show from Kristen's Tailgate on ESPN 97.5 Houston.